2 years ago, Google and Apple announced at their developer conferences that new hardware and software would change how we watch and what we buy in our living rooms. But since then, it's been incremental gains. A new device here, a new Siri there. And meanwhile, Amazon has leapfrogged into the space. I'm Jason Middleton. This week, Techonomics takes a look at how Amazon's Echo squares up against Google's Home. With Ask an Analyst, we talk with Jack Gold, a 24-year veteran of Silicon Valley and tech sector expertise. He's the founder and lead analyst at Gold and Associates in Boston. We talked earlier this week and looked at who's best positioned for artificial intelligence in the home and just what is going on with Apple. Give me your name and title so I can get a level. We'll jump in.
Sure. This is Jack Gold, principal analyst and founder at J. Gold Associates in Northborough, Massachusetts.
I'm wondering if the speed at which these companies are trying to get into our living rooms via speech or via digital theaters, for lack of a better phrase, has that happened quicker than some of the other initiatives from these companies?
It is. It has. The whole process of getting us new things, whatever those things are, has accelerated greatly over the last 10 years, over the last 20 years. I mean, look how long it took PCs to really grab in and grab hold and be a mass market product. It probably took a decade. Phones probably took about 4 years. The Apple iPhone really got big in 2 or 3 years. And I think it has a lot to do with the fact that people are just able to find out about this stuff much easier. I think you're going to see a continuation of the acceleration. The big problem I think most consumers have is there's just going to be so much stuff out there to pick from that they're going to have a tough time picking.
Yeah, there's a lot of noise. I think, when I think about that, I think about Steve Jobs trying to keep everybody inside the garden. And that may have been kind of a prophetic way to look at it, because brand loyalty might be the key moving forward because of all the devices that are coming at us.
Yes, there's brand loyalty. There are a lot of people who really love Apple. They're, Appleholics. I don't know what to call them. If somebody comes out with a service that you want, or a product that you want, and it's not in the Apple bailiwick, and you're stuck in Apple, you're not a happy camper. So you've got to be really careful when you do those kinds of things, because if you do try to lock people in and something comes to market that people want that isn't yours, they're going to jump.
Let's pivot again, because 2 years ago I was at WWDC. You may have been there too. I didn't meet you there, though. Went to I.O. 2 years ago, and we came out of there with a tailwind of everybody wants to get into and control our big screens, and they're going to square the circle, that is. What are you seeing in that space? Because that's finally starting to heat up, as far as I can tell.
It's going to take a lot longer than people think. The truth is, yes, everyone's selling. Amazon's selling Echo to some folks. Google with the new device is going to do very well, I think. But relatively well is a relative term. It's not a mass market system yet. Even Amazon Prime with Echo they've got a lot of numbers, but in the overall scheme of things, it's still a relatively low penetration of the consumer marketplace. It's going to take time. Consumers don't usually adopt new technology like that right away. There is the 10% elite that go out and buy stuff just because they can and want to, but there's a long tail getting it to mass market adoption of consumers. You've got to give them a reason to go out and do that. And how many consumers really are on Prime? How many consumers need Echo to control the lights in their house when, they have light switches and they don't have ways of doing it? It's a great strategy to be in that space because it shows that you've got the technology in place. But I don't expect that to be hundreds of millions of adoption in the short term. It's going to take years.
Of course, light switches don't listen to every word I'm saying and then put it up into the cloud like Amazon could if it really wanted to. That seems to be a pullback that I'm hearing from reviewers and customers that I'm talking to, or potential customers.
Well, and it is a problem. So imagine you've got, pick your favorite, Amazon, Google, Microsoft's going to get into the space, Apple, whoever, parsing every word you say, every command you say, so they can offer you concierge services. Where does that data go? What do they learn about you? And how is that protected? They're going to know every single thing about you if they analyze that data effectively. Now, they claim it's all private, et cetera, but is it? And that's certainly that concern that I would have, and I think many consumers would have. It also is age-dependent. I mean, a lot of the kids, and I'm an old guy, so a kid to me is anybody below 30, don't mind doing that stuff. But imagine they have, I don't know what's going to be, some kind of data breach where they know everything about you medically, or every place you've eaten, or every date you've ever had. I mean, do you want to have that kind of stuff in the cloud? It's an issue. It hasn't been addressed yet, and because it hasn't really surfaced, but I think it will be a major issue for people.
Right, as they get a little bit more share, I think you're absolutely right. What's the solution there, Jack? I mean, does government get in? Do we finally let some kind of oversight? Is there a new cabinet seat in the White House?
I think government will try to get in. The problem with government getting into these things is it's always way behind the technology. There's a huge lag. Sometimes it's as much as a decade. Look at what's going on with encryption debate. Look at what's going on with privacy debate. And the government's gotten hacked. Look at what happened with the employee records that all got hacked. I think they'll get involved. It's always going to be too late. I think what is going to drive it eventually is that the market will drive it. Someone will come out with a service that says and confirm that we're not tracking you, and consumers will go to that service, whoever that happens to be. Consumers will vote with their dollars. I think that's really probably the only way that it's going to get solved, if it ever gets solved. People will turn it off, or people will not use it, or people will go with privacy incorporated to get things done. I think that's what's going to drive it, but it's going to take years for all of this stuff to play out.
Right now, summer of 2016, who is best positioned to make that small little incremental push into our living rooms?
I think the folks that are best positioned right now is Google. And the reason I say that is because everyone knows Google. Everyone already relies on Google. How many people have not done a Google search? And Google can incrementally say, okay, you've done it on your computer. We're going to make it easy for you to do it via voice. And we're going to give you a device. They really haven't talked about what all this is going to cost, but if we can give you a device that's cheap enough that it just sits there in the corner and you already know Google, you already know us, we're just going to make it easier for you, then I think they've got a leg up on the competition. Amazon is really about extending the e-commerce platform. That's why people really look at Amazon. They have a big play in cloud and all the rest, and they're trying to change that. They're coming at it from a different vector, and I think the bigger vector is where Google is, because they're in our lives every day anyway.
Hey, wait, one quick question on that research.
Sure.
Did it touch 5C in India? Because I think everybody's kind of forgetting that 5C flunked.
No, it what we really did was did an economic impact, right? So we looked at the analysis, says let's just compare the medium household income in India versus in China, and let's look at the number of 4G LTE connections, because if you're going to buy a high-end phone, which is what Apple sells, if you don't have a decent broadband connection, why are you going to buy it? You're going to be really disappointed. That's what we kind of looked at, and then we estimated that based on current conditions, Apple will probably sell about half or less of what they, or slightly less of what they could do in China. And India will get better over time, but the median income is going to take 7 to 10 years to catch up. I mean, it just doesn't build that fast. And I think median income is a pretty good indication, median household income is a pretty good indication of how many devices people are going to buy and whether or not they can buy more than one, because Apple sells multiples to the family.
That was Jack Gold of Gold & Associates. The fight for our living rooms got kicked up a notch this week when Apple announced a serious upgrade to its tvOS. And this fall, we'll see if Apple's voice recognition software, Siri, can get anywhere close to the excellent performance of Google Voice. Coming up after the break, just what is the fallout in Silicon Valley from Microsoft's massive purchase of LinkedIn? And what about those persistent rumors about Facebook and Twitter being better off together than staying apart? I'm Jason Middleton. Stick around for more Techonomics.